Hanzi, congratulations. I know it's not the way you'd want to win a title, but it's January 3rd. You've got two wins and a title. How do you feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously playing here is a decision that a lot of the guys near the top of the game have decided to make over the years, because it's very good preparation at the start of the year to play against, you know, I've played two high-quality matches against Feliciano and Rafa, and then obviously, you know, today I would have had the opportunity normally to play against Novak, and, you know, would have been a great test again. So, yeah, it's always nice to win anything. Winning gives a little bit of confidence, and yeah, I was happy with the way that I was playing in the matches that I did play, and yeah, it was a good start to the year.
How's your shoulder feeling today? Because you said it might have been a case of just sleeping it off.
Yeah, well, I actually woke up this morning. It felt okay, and then when I was warming up, when I went to practice, I was still a bit sore. When I was serving, I had an ultrasound scan on it. There's a hospital just across the road, and the results of that were clear and very positive. So that was good, but it was still a little bit sore when I was warming up today. But yeah, hopefully in a few days with some more rest and more treatment, it'll be absolutely fine when I get to Australia.
Greg, this year there were a couple of withdrawals before the tournament and then a withdrawal in the final. Is it safe to say this has been the toughest tournament to handle since it started?
I still think it's been one of the most successful tournaments. I mean, I think the player field that we've managed to assemble is phenomenal. Very proud of that. I think the players have played exceptionally well. They've entertained the fans, both in the village, in hospitality, certainly on court, most importantly. And it comes with professional sports. It's, you know, guys and ladies get injured, and when it does, you make the best decision with the best information that you can. And, you know, we were very fortunate to have Feliciano and Nico join us. And it's terrible when somebody's not able to play, like happened today with Novak. So you move on, and, you know, we've got two guys out there right now having a really great time. We've got a dance-off competition. We've got, you know, we had a great match out there with Stan and Rafa previously. So you move on. And I still think that when we look at ticket sales, we look at the fun that people have been having, the community things that we've done to grow the game at the grassroots level, thanks to our friends at Mubadala, I think it's a success.
It's great. Just on the same subject, do you feel like with the IPTL coming in, the players' rest time, a lot of tournaments are encroaching on the players' rest time? I think the two Frenchmen were playing over there, so... Mm-hmm. How do you see these tournaments affecting the players?
Well, I leave that up to each player to comment on what's right for their schedule and perhaps what isn't. But from our opinion, you know, celebrating tennis at that level in the region, whether that be the Dubai Duty Free event, whether it be the Mubadala World Tennis Championship, whether it be IPTL or otherwise, helps raise the profile of tennis in the region. As long as all of us are collectively doing the best that we can to introduce the game to young Emirati kids and others, then we're doing our responsibility the best way. In terms of what's right for players, the players are, nobody's in a better position than they are to determine what's best for their schedules.
Andy, would you like to talk about that?
Yeah, well, my opinion on the IPTL is that, from my side anyway, is that I train every single year over in Miami from normally the first week of December through until the last few days in December. So playing a couple of matches during that period, you were using the word rest time. It isn't rest time for the players. A lot of us are training and working out and preparing. You know, I personally wouldn't want to play 3 weeks of matches during that period, but, you know, playing a few matches can be good against high-quality players. I enjoyed the IPTL this year, but the off-season is obviously not so so long, and I would be training during that period anyway, so it wouldn't be more more rest time for me necessarily.
Andy, coming back to the shoulder issue, if Novak hadn't withdrawn today, would there be any question whether you would have been comfortable enough to play?
I would have liked to have played, yeah. Obviously, I didn't have to make that decision, but you know, I would have liked to have played. It would have been good for me to get, like I said, another high quality match. And when I went across the road to get the scan and got positive information from that, then you know that made my mind more clear. I think if I didn't have that information, it becomes a tricky decision, but having that information, knowing that I'm not necessarily going to do more damage by playing, and there's nothing, you know, structurally wrong there or any tears or any bad things, you know, that would have helped me make the decision.
Andy, when do you fly out to Australia, and what's your schedule like from now until Melbourne?
I leave this evening, so we travel to Dubai and have a flight at 2 o'clock in the morning to Perth, at which we arrive, I think, at like 6 in the evening, and then I would play my first match there the next day, I believe in the evening, and then, yeah, I'll be in Perth for the week and then head to Melbourne from there.
Hi, Andy. I thought you played very well, very aggressively, but I'm wondering if your injury was affecting your serve. You seem to struggle sometimes with dumping serves into the net. I'm wondering.
It was in the second set of my match with Rafa. It was a little bit sore when I was serving. The rest of the time wasn't an issue on my serve at all. I didn't think my first serve was that great the first couple of matches. Thought the second serve was very good in the first match, not so much in the second, but yeah, the rest of my game was going well, and for the first couple of matches of the year, it's unlikely that everything's going to be feeling great at the beginning, so there's still a few things that I obviously need to work on the next couple of weeks before Australia.
Andy, we spoke a couple of days ago about how comfortable you are on clay, and it's not necessarily your favorite surface. We've seen someone like maybe Maria Sharapova, who used to hate clay and then went on and did so well. Is becoming a better player on clay and trying to win the French a priority for you?
Yeah, well, it's something I'd obviously love to try and do. I mean, the issue is that, I mean, when people talk about my clay court game, I made the semi-finals of the French Open 2 times, and both times I lost to Rafa. And you know, if he wasn't around, then you know I would have a chance normally against some of the other players. But he's by far the best clay court player of all time. You know, I don't know if his record on that surface will ever be matched. It's one of the most incredible records in all of sports. What he's done at that event at Roland Garros, so look, it's Novak's obviously one of the best players to have played, and you know, if Rafa wasn't around, I'm sure he could have had a few French Opens, and you know, Roger only won one time, and can play amazing tennis on clay. So it's been a tough era to win at the French Open because Rafa's completely dominated that event. But you never know, you know, if someone picks up an injury or whatever, then I could have a better chance. But I've improved my clay court game over the years, and hopefully I can make a few more improvements this year again.
Hi again, Andy. I'd like to ask you about Rafa. When he played you in the first set, his timing seemed to be off, but he seemed to hit out a lot better in the second set. Today he seemed to be back into form. I'm wondering what your thoughts are on his progress, having coming back from this long layoff.
Yeah, I didn't see that much of the match today, but as I said, I practiced with him before the tournament and played a lot of points and games with him, and he was hitting the ball very well, moving well. But it's just different playing matches, so you know, it's normal the first couple of matches if he isn't playing his best tennis, but I'm sure, you know, in a few weeks and months when, you know, he's been practicing and playing against the best players in the world again, he'll be back playing great tennis again, because he's a great player, he's a great athlete, he has a fantastic attitude, so you know that it's not going to go a couple of months where he's just playing badly because he's not working hard or he's, you know, his head's dropped. He'll keep fighting to get his form back, and, you know, by the sounds of it, he probably played some better tennis today and yesterday as well. I won a lot of break points on my serve. The match could definitely have been much, much closer than it that ended up being in the scoreline. So he'll be back soon. How soon? I don't know.
All right, last question.
Question for Greg. Obviously, there's a lot of fans here who came to see Novak and Andy. If Novak's got the fever, did you consider having Andy play someone else instead of having nobody on the court?
Well, our responsibility as a tournament is you know, Novak withdraws, Andy wins the tournament. That's the way it is. I think it's not right. You know, Andy's talked about having a delicate, you know, shoulder issue. It would be irresponsible of us to ask him to play. First Grand Slam of the year, just 2 weeks away. I think it's our obligation, and out of respect for Andy, that we ask him not to play, frankly. So, you know, Nico and Feliciano have been kind enough to offer to play, and Pat Cash is in the umpire's chair, so we think that's fantastic, and all that going on to help entertain people. We've offered for those who wish for a 50% discount on tickets next year, to bring them back and you know, an apology for what's happened, and it's unfortunate with all of those things in mind, but out of respect to Andy wanting to give everybody great value, families great value, that was the decision, and I do believe that it was the right one, and hopefully everybody else does too.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.